Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like me with a 1, 2, 3. Sports of the Max is on the air Friday night, the post-game to the St. Patrick's Day. Here in downtown Minneapolis. I got to tell you, downtown Minneapolis, by the way, yesterday came to life for a while there, man. There was St. Patrick's Day and nice weather. It was good to see. There were people out and about, and you felt a little bit safer. Now, today, and I would doubt that in my listening audience, the WCCO listening audience right now, I would doubt anyone will know the answer to this question. It's an interesting question. It's a colorful question. It's a question that requires some background, I think, and some understanding of the downtown landscape, perhaps. Maybe not. I don't know if this is an urban thing or what it is. But what's happening now is some of the conventions and some of the things that happen in the Minneapolis Convention Center are starting to come back. And that's understandable. It's good to see. So the Northern Lights Volleyball Tournament is going on at the Minneapolis Convention Center. That's one of the things that's going on. And you can just tell because there's parents of volleyball players everywhere, teenage volleyball players from across the country. This is an annual event that they have, and it gives some spice to downtown Minneapolis. I worry a touch for them. It's almost like you want to stop the parents and say, hey, don't go in this area, whatever. But the point is it brings people, and there's people in downtown, and that makes it more attractive outside. But there's another event going on, and I'm not sure what it's called. I just know that it's there, and I'm not quite sure I've seen this before, and it's probably been a couple of years because they had a call off because of COVID. But it's some kind of convention where everybody dresses up in costumes for the whole weekend, and it's not a Halloween costume party, but everybody is in costumes, different costumes. There were pirates, there were this, there were that. They all seem to have either a mask or, you know, the makeup that you'd apply if you're a clown kind of face in terms of the amount of makeup that you put on. But it's I think this happens. I think they used to do this all the time. And I think there's a name for it. I don't know. And I don't know what the purpose of the event is. But I got to tell you, it's something. It gets your attention. It gets your attention when you're downtown.
I've been here since 6, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Can you hear Tubbs either? I think he's give us an update. I'm not sure. But anyway, these people walk around and they're all in uniform and they're all in and they seem like they've come from all over. And I have no idea what they're doing here or what it is. I mean, they're a peaceful bunch. They're not looking for trouble or anything like that. It's just strange to be walking downtown Minneapolis and see all these people in costume. And I don't know if there's a name for the event. I don't know what the event is symbolic of. I don't know. I don't know why you would come from across the country to dress up in a costume and hang out. I don't know. At a hotel, a ballroom, did you just sit and comment on, hey, that's a good costume? No, that's a good costume. I don't know. 651-461-9226, if you know the answer to that. 651-461-9226. But it's a strange confluence of people, these volleyball players and their parents from all over the country. And then these people in costume. And it's just the darndest thing to see them walking in downtown Minneapolis, because you're not, if you're going, wait, is that some kind of a, you know, are they in some certain underground gang? And when they recognize that if you wear that kind of a mask or that kind of a cape, then you're part, I don't know. I don't think it's like that. But what on earth would be the purpose of dressing up in a costume in downtown Minneapolis? I don't know, but it's a convention of some sort.
Yeah, it's like a Comic-Con, which is really...
I'm sorry, a what?
It's a Comic-Con, which
what,
is...
What does that mean?
It's like a comic book convention, like a superhero convention, where people will, you know, dress up like superheroes, and they'll go and they'll meet... You know, they'll meet like actors and playwrights and directors and things like that. It's kind of like their little party for people that are into that. So it's just like a little, it's a gathering and a convention for comic book fans.
So I'm sorry. So you go, you're a comic book fan. So you dress up as a comic figure, maybe your favorite, maybe just something you come up with, but. You get to the actual convention, and what's there? I mean, comic book collectors, or
oh what? Yeah, I mean there are all sorts of people that are there. I mean, there are vendors there that are selling, you know, they'll be selling T-shirts, merchandise, and comic books, and yeah, you've got just a whole confluence of people that, and the most, I want to say the most popular one is in San Diego. I mean, it is just a huge event, Comic-Con.
But I mean, what's the point? You come out here, you dress up as in something, and then, I mean, what do you hope to achieve over the weekend?
It's just kind of a, you know, a little fun activity for people that have the same interests. I mean, it would be no different than people who go to an RV show or a boat show or...
But I mean, you go there with the idea maybe of purchasing an RV. You come, you go to this comic thing with the idea of what?
You go to, you know, to meet actors or, you know, directors, or you meet other fans. And for me, I can compare it, because I'm not a big comic book fan, but I can compare it to, I'm a big professional wrestling fan. And they have this thing called WrestleCon, where every year at WrestleMania in, you know, early April, wherever WrestleMania is being held, they have this big event where they've got cards and you've the matches, and you've got the chance to meet a bunch of old school wrestlers and promoters.
I get that, though, because WrestleMania is the event, and then it makes sense that you'd have something else, you know.
Yeah, and this is
happy during the day, but I'm just saying they come from all over to be to put a some kind of a comic costume on. And
yeah, I mean there are people that this is one of the main things that they look forward to.
But what is their fetish with dressing up and walking through downtown Minneapolis in a costume? What does that do for them? What's the?
I don't know if it's necessarily a fetish. I just think, you know, some people find it fun and entertaining and just a way to, you know, I don't know if it's any different than going to a sporting event and you get dressed up and you paint your face and you get all like people on Sundays for Vikings games. I mean, they get all decked out in their, you know, Viking gear and whatnot. So I think it's just kind of the same. It's just kind of an outlet or a release for, you know, people that, as long as they're not hurting anybody and they're enjoying it, then I
was just trying to figure out, like, is there an end game here? Are these people trying to get parts in a movie? Are they trying to, I mean, like who would they want to meet? Who would be a comic figure that they'd want to meet?
Oh, I mean, I know that there was one time where, Stan Lee, the director Stan Lee, he was somebody that, I know people would, and again, I'm not familiar with the DC, the Marvel comics and things like that. But I mean, if you get a chance to hypothetically, let's say a guy like Mark Hamill was there from Star Wars, I mean, people would love to see him, or, you know, you find out somebody like, somebody from Game of Thrones is there, or, you know, it's just an opportunity to go and just mingle with like-minded people that have the same interests. And I think it's part of a community as well. It's like when you're in that community, you're amongst people that have the same interests. So you can
just, kind of like the Deer and Turkey show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the Deer and Turkey classic, Maxie.
Although let the two never intermingle, because I don't think that would work well.
But yeah, I didn't mean to step on your touchdown call, but hopefully that kind of helps explain it. I mean, and you see some weird things.
These people that they're walking and they're, you know, some of them are couples holding hands, and you're going, is this, you know what it looks like? It looks like some bizarre swingers convention. You know, that's, if you're just walking as a novice down the street, you're going, oh, is this some deal where, you know, there's a code and everybody knows and you show up at the ballroom in Minneapolis and I don't know. That's what it looks like, though.
Yeah, and apparently this is an anime convention. So it's along those lines. It's anime. It's like animation, you know, not like the, you know, the old school cartoon. But have you heard of like the Pokemon or like the Japanese anime? And again, my daughter loves it. I don't understand it, but if she loves it and she can draw incredible in that realm. But again, it's just something that people are doing because it's, you know, everybody's got their interest and it's just a chance for everybody to get together and mingle with, socialize with like-minded people.
Well, I'm just saying, I've spent a lot of time in downtown over the years and I've seen a lot of things and this just is weird.
It's just
weird running into these people as you walk down the street.
So if
you're not quite sure, you're like, and one of them had a sword, you know, like she was a pirate. And she,
oh, yeah. I don't want to be a pirate.
Is there any chance that that's real? I hope that's plastic. I mean, it's one of those things where you walk into the coffee shop and she walks in behind you and the next thing you know, she slices your ear off.
I don't know.
I mean, these are the things that go through your mind these days,
I would certainly hope not. Somebody on the text line said, my 30-year-old son is there. And I mean, they've done a lot of these things over the years. It's pretty incredible how you really don't know how many people have these interests, because sometimes you feel a little ashamed. You know, you're like, oh man, I'm an adult. I shouldn't like comic books. I'm an adult. I shouldn't like wrestling. I'm an adult. I shouldn't like anime.
I see. And this is where they can let the steam off. So
absolutely. You know,
and not be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, you go out, you have a good time.
Like if I was left to my own devices, as an adult, you say things that are adult that you're kind of, I would probably, I don't do this because my better nature takes over, but if I was left to my own devices, I would probably eat Fruity Pebbles or Lucky Charms for breakfast every day.
Okay.
Now I think that's a kid's thing. But if you said, you know, there's no barriers here, we're not talking about health.
No.
And if you said
no
to
limits.
Me, you know,
no rules.
There's going to be a sugar-coated cereal convention.
You could be dressed up as Toucan Sam.
Exactly. And you can eat Crunch Berries or Fruit Loops. Crunch Berries and take it a step further, right?
Yeah.
I mean you eat the crunches first so that you're left with just the berries at the end for kind of the delight. I would participate maybe in something like that if I was, you know, obviously I'm strapped by life, right?
Sure,
I can't do that because people would say that's weird, you know?
Yeah, well, I
was at Target one day not long ago and I had a box of Fruity Pebbles that I was going to purchase and a lady comes around the corner. She introduced herself to me. It turns out she's an anchor for another station in town.
Okay.
And I had not met her before. I knew who she was, but we'd never met in person. And so I'm talking to her a little bit, and she says, well, you got your Fruity Pebbles, huh?
See?
I didn't realize it, right? I'm walking, you know, with the Fruity Pebbles, you know?
The walk of shame with your cereal box there, Maxie.
Yeah,
hey, you dress up as Toucan Sam. I'll go as Captain Crunch.
Would you go as the Captain?
I would go as Captain Crunch. Yes, if they had a breakfast cereal convention.
A little bit, though. What, I mean, Count Chocula would get – I'd think about Count Chocula.
I was going like Frankenberry. I love Frankenberry.
Frankenberry was very good the day, man. Those marshmallows are
a limited edition too. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Tony the Tiger would be an easy one.
They're great.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I got to think it through a little bit because Golden Grahams is not really represented with a mascot that I know of. Are they?
I don't think so. I think like they and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think they've got like little things that have eyes on them, like little googly eyes, and those just kind of creep me
out. You know?
Yeah, I couldn't eat one of those because then I feel like I'd be eating something that was living.
That's food for thought.
Ooh.
Thank you. When we come back, who is the best basketball coach in the field? Stay with us. Hancock Hoodowls won today in girls basketball. So too did Minyota. Minyota going for their third straight championship, could be fourth if they didn't get COVIDed out the 1 year. And boy, Hancock shot the ball well. The Hoodowl, Spencer Yeo, longtime wrestling coach at Hancock. I don't know how they've had some pretty good the boys' team too in basketball. That big Thompson kid, I think it is. He's a player, man. But Spencer had built that great wrestling program up there. I don't know how that plays. There's a few schools in the state of Minnesota that have refused to consolidate and whatnot over the years. Small schools, most small schools consolidate, but there are some that don't. Mineota is one. Hancock is another. They are standalones. They don't go with they're not with the entire county or anything like that. And it's kind of cool to see. Nicollet sits out there, not far from Mankato, and they maintain their identity and they are their own school. And I always like seeing that they're able to make a go of it and continue to offer that small town atmosphere, that small town flavor, without consolidating. And there's only some that can do that, but you've got to have a committed community. And Caledonia is going to state, but they beat Plainville, Elgin, Millville, for example, to get there in overtime last night. Man, were there some games last night in high school basketball. We'll visit with Jerry Klein later. They won by one over Eastridge, Crete, and Durham Hall. They had Trey Holloman, the Michigan State-bound point guard, made the play at the end of the game. Columbia Heights was undefeated, I believe. They played Totino Grace. Some said it was the state championship in the section finals. And Totino Grace beat them by 48-44. South St. Paul was undefeated. They lost their coach in the middle of the year for something they did outside of basketball. Not here nor there for the topic of this conversation, but they stayed on a roll with that Alonzo Dodd, and I think he had 30 points last night. But Sean Whitlock's kid, the former Gopher, had 34, and I'll be darned if they didn't beat De La Salle, didn't upset South St. Paul to go to state. So, I mean, they were just – I mean, Mound beat Orono by 1 point. I don't know how many of these were buzzer beaters or not, but there were some big time crowds and some big time shots and some big time everything. Coach Mike Krzyzewski is beginning his what he hopes, his final run at the NCAA tournament. They lead 37-27 over Cal Fullerton tonight, and coincidentally, I don't even know if it's a coincidence or if ironic, but two of those national championships came the only two times they hosted the Final Four here in modern day history. He won it 30 years ago here in 1992, and then won it again in, when was the other year that we had it? No, he didn't win it all. There were three. We've had it three times. He won it twice. Okay, now you happy? The other one was 2001, I think, when they won it. The first time was they beat the Fab Five from Michigan. God, that was fun. 30 years ago, I'm covering it. I'm out at the hotel, and the bus stops, and off the bus, and there's Michigan fans everywhere. They were staying out in Bloomington, and Brian Dutcher, the assistant coach, who's now the head coach of San Diego State, was a part of that team, and Steve Fisher, and they get off the bus, and here comes this, the Fab Five, and that's all you need to say, the Fab Five. They were that cool, that good, five freshmen starting, never seen that before. Indiana was in that tournament, I believe, with Bobby Knight. They got beat by Duke in the semifinals. Krzyzewski and Knight had some kind of a feud after that for years. They rectified that later. It's something. And then he came back again in 2001, I believe it was. He had Mike Dunleavy's son on that team. But Krzyzewski gave a speech a week or two after he came back to Minnesota and gave a speech. I'll never forget this because I use it in my speeches. I was at this event and he was speaking and he said, people talk about, do you recruit guys that really want to win? Is that the key to being a great coach, is identifying the players that really, really want to win? Is that how you make hay? Is that how you structure your program? Is that foundational and fundamental to your success? And he pauses, and he says, if you're asking me, do I recruit kids that want to win? The answer is yes. But he said, is the will to win is a joke? Because what you're asking me is, do you recruit kids that want to win? And I've never met a kid that didn't want to win. He said, the key is to recruit kids that are willing to do what it takes to win. Not those that want to win, because I assume they all want to win. but can you recruit those kids that are willing to do what it takes to win? Will they shoot 100 free throws on the 4th of July in their driveway while their buddies and their girlfriends are off at the beach? Will they do that? Because they don't just want to win, they're willing to do what it takes to win. And then he pauses and he says, in your life, I know you want to win. The question is, what are you doing to win? I want to know what the action plan is. I don't want to hear that you want to win. When we come back, a great story. He was at St. Cloud State. He transferred to Wisconsin. They said, you can walk on here. He ended up being the NCAA region MVP and shooting the Badgers back then to the Final Four. That's right. From St. Cloud State to Wisconsin to the Final Four. He's our guest when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.